It was announced this week that Pope Francis will, on this coming Monday, visit the Italian island of Lampedusa, which, due to its proximity to Tunisia, is a primary destination of migrants leaving Africa. The processing facility on the island was built to hold only a few hundred people and was swamped after the Arab Spring and resulting revolutions sent refugees streaming from North Africa. The director of the Italian Refugee Council, Christopher Hine, spoke to Charles Collins about the significance of the visit.
Well, when I got the news the Pope is going next Monday to Lampedusa, I must say I was very pleased. I think it is an extremely important gesture, in particular in this moment, to go there and to meet the asylum seekers and refugees and migrants who are stranded on the island and who came over the last period through Libya to Italy in order to seek protection in Italy or in other European countries. I believe that from the Church and from the Vatican, this is a sign of a particular interest to the plight of these people. And I noticed also that it is foreseen to commemorate all those persons who died on the way to Europe under horrible circumstances in the Mediterranean Sea. We have a very estimated figure, about more than 18,500 people who from 1998 up to these days have died on the desperate hope to reach the territory of the European Union, and in particular Lampedusa, but also the Greek islands or other parts of the southern Mediterranean.
What's the situation like now on Lampedusa? We haven't been having as many international news stories about the refugees crossing the Mediterranean. Have things gotten better? Is the situation the same? How many refugees are there?
It is still a situation where the reception capacities of the center for stranded migrants in Lampedusa is totally insufficient. In 2011, the center was destroyed by fire and is not entirely rebuilt. So there are only around 400 posts for people to wait for being transferred to mainland Italy. I must acknowledge that the shifting out from Lampedusa is now relatively quick. It was always our demand from the Italian Council for Refugees that people should not stay in Lampedusa more than at an average 48 hours. This is not always the case, but there is now a machinery of sea lifting or airlifting from Lampedusa to reception centers in mainland Sicily or other parts of southern Italy. The number of people, this changes every day according to the arrivals by boat on the one hand and to the departures from Lampedusa on the other hand. So it is difficult to predict how many people will be there on Monday when the Pope is going.